This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The first reported case of COVID, the COVID-19 variant, first found in the United Kingdom, has now been discovered in the U.S. state of Colorado. Governor Jared Polis and state health officials announced Tuesday that the case was found in a man in his 20s who is in isolation and has no travel history. British scientists believe the new variant virus variant is more contagious than previously identified strains. Colorado health officials say the vaccines being given now are thought to be effective against this variant. Public officials are investigating other potential cases and doing contact tracing to determine the variant's spread in the state. President Donald Trump push for large pandemic relief checks to struggling Americans stalled out on Tuesday. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell blocked a vote on the matter proposed by Democrats. Republican senators appear split over new spending. The Republican leader signaled an alternative approach, linking President Trump's demand for aid with restrictions the president wants on tech companies. McConnell says the Senate we'll begin a process to address the issues, but the next steps are highly uncertain. The House approved the larger checks, and a number of Republican senators now want them too. Also Tuesday, McConnell urged the Republican majority Senate to override President Trump's veto of a defense bill. The Canadian province of Quebec is urging the federal government to require COVID-19 testing for residents who return from year-end vacations. The request comes after images of maskless tourists spending time at overseas beaches hit social media as cases rose. Canada's travel restrictions are among the world's toughest, with non-essential foreigners normally denied entry and citizens returning from abroad mandated to quarantine. State television said Algerian President Abdelmadjid Tebboune has returned after weeks away undergoing treatment for COVID-19 in Germany. Tebboune's absence since the end of October has fueled speculation over his ability to finish his first term. The European Union and United States criticized the jailing of a citizen journalist in China who reported on the early outbreak of the coronavirus pandemic from Wuhan. A Chinese court handed down a four-year jail term on Monday to Zhang Zhan, who reported at the peak of the crisis in the city where the coronavirus first emerged. Her lawyer said Zhang was jailed on the grounds of picking quarrels and provoking trouble. The EU's diplomatic agency called for Zhang's immediate release, citing credible sources that have said she has been subject to torture and ill treatment during her detention. The European External Action Service added it is crucial that she receives adequate medical assistance. The U.S. State Department approved a potential sale of 3,000 precision-guided munitions to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. It's a deal valued up to $290 billion, according to the Pentagon. The sale comes in the final days of President Trump's presidency, and President-elect Biden has pledged to handle things differently. He has said he would halt arms sales to Saudi Arabia, the Middle East's biggest buyer of American weapons, in a bid to pressure Riyadh to end a war in Yemen that has caused the world's worst humanitarian crisis. The Pentagon statement said the proposed sale will improve Saudi Arabia's ability to meet current and future threats. Despite approval by the State Department, the notification does not mean a contract has been signed or that negotiations have concluded. Russian state investigators said on Tuesday they had opened a new criminal case against Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. They have accused him of fraudulently spending public donations to organizations he controls on his personal needs. The move is likely to be seen as the latest sign the Kremlin does not want Navalny to return, who he is currently recovering in Germany. After what Berlin and other Western nations have said was an attempt in August to murder him with a nerve agent. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.